Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the big 10th episode of the Draft Doctors. Can't believe it's been 10 episodes already, Steve.
It feels like a lot longer.
It certainly is. It's been a long preseason, guys.
But finally it's here.
It's here. It's football. It might be NAB Challenge, but it's football. We don't care. We had team releases today with, Hawthorn and Carlton, which we'll get into a bit later. But just a bit of news to start off with. Had a lot of intra-club matches over the weekend, starting with my Bulldogs, who beat the Bulldogs, obviously playing each other. Libba, get on board with it, guys. He just dominated, taking centre square clearances, tackles, contested possession. Get on him, lock him in. Probably go higher now that the way he played. And
he'll move inside that top 20 mids, I think, by the end of the NAB Challenge.
I would think so, quite easily. And big Jakey Stringer spending more time in the mid and kicking three goals.
See, I don't understand that. Like Cramery's gone. Don't they need like an actual forward target? Because the million-dollar man, you know.
They might think he's a million-dollar. He is a million-dollar man, but probably just going to play him sitting in the goal square now. Who knows? And Stringer plays that Cramery role to what he did last year, just push up into the middle a little bit. And
yeah, so. Well, it's interesting. They got a lot of midfielders, but that's great if you're a Jake Stringer fan. Well, I mean, we all love watching him play.
Yeah.
But great if you're on him for fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. Over in the West, we've got Nat Fyfe just absolutely burning up the track. Just no injury worries. That back's fine. The leg's healed. So he's pushing.
I always had faith in him. You were the doubter.
I had no faith in him, but yeah. I've still got that question mark on him. He could be 100%, but I'll still have the question mark. And also, moving up to Queensland, Son of God sent a scare through the camps. He's going to be missing two NAB challenges, but one of those is they're going over to Perth in the second week, so he doesn't, and then they're going to be there in round two, I think. So they just want to rest him up, keep him fresh.
Tell you what, if you had an early pick in your draft, you'd feel a little bit of pressure, I think.
There would be a lot of pressure. I think Goldie's the only safe one now.
Yeah.
And heading over to St Kilda, Dylan Robinson, who's I've got my eye on to go up the boards a little bit this year.
He finished really high for a defender last year.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Looking good. He actually rolled his ankle, but nothing to be worried about there. And Jack Billings, very impressive in his first hit out after that injury. And also, here, Gary Lyon starting a lawn mowing business.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a good meme. I've actually named my team name, Jono, Gary Lyon, and that's LYIN apostrophe.
Nice. I think there's going to be a lot of Gary Lyon pun teams out there
this year. Oh, yeah.
And speaking of team names, Twitter comp, we've had our first entry from @WeHaveBigCox. So another pun there. That's not his team name, but his team name is Shaki Chan.
I love it.
It's gold.
And he sent us a delightful Photoshop. If you're on Twitter, definitely check out the photo. That was quite good.
Yeah, it popped up at about 9 o'clock, I think, on Sunday night for me. And after a few beers, I thought that was pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we got another question this week, Steve.
From a listener on Twitter, @Johan Oak, hope that got that right. Question, biggest preseason fool's gold, the players that smash the preseason but burn their owners when the real stuff starts?
Awesome question, very good question. There's been a lot of hype around, I've got to say, Easton Wood. I think people, he's been having a good preseason again, all Australian, but I think just takes a hit with a few players coming back this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm much of the same thought. I don't have Easton Wood as high as his average was from last year. Just I think there's a bit of regression there. But it's he's going to get drafted. He's just a player that's not for me.
No, not for me either.
I had a couple guys. One of them was Brad Crouch, and this is more to do with where he'll get drafted. I think he'll get drafted higher than he should. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get massive game time. Literally, he's burning up the track. But
well, they've just put him in cotton wool because he went too hard in the intra-club over the weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, they're saying it's just because he's just come back and all that sort of thing. But for someone who, like, he's in every salary cap team, and that's fine.
Mm.
But for draft, I don't want him higher than a mid. Like,
five.
Ideally, he's a mid-5 for me or lower. But I can see him getting picked as a mid-4, maybe mid-3.
And you've got his brother contending for that spot. Alice Yeoman, Grigg. There's a lot of competition there for that spot. Jared Pollock, he's another one just coming back off that injury, burning up the track. I think I've just stolen your play, haven't I, Steve?
Yeah, you did. that's a great pick, Jono. His best average was 81, and he's perennially injured. So,
and we've seen him go hard for about 2 years ago, but then he just fell off the cliff. So,
yeah,
especially coming off a leg injury, it's not too good. And the other bloke burning up the track at the moment and kicked a few goals, Daniel Wells from North Melbourne. Hasn't played for 2 years, basically.
Yeah.
He's lost 6 kilo. He's running well. Maybe that was the problem. He's just too fat. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't really have a problem with Daniel Wells because I don't think he's going to go early, but I guess he could get overdrafted.
Yeah.
But basically, Johan Oak, we're looking at... We see so many of these articles from the Herald Sun, and 99% of them are salary cap. And there's so many guys they talk about in salary cap. Like we're seeing Josh Shackey get a lot of press.
Yep.
He's just not relevant for draft leagues, at all. So really try to distinguish the guys who are going to be relevant because the salary cap articles just...
Have no relevance for draft.
Yeah, well...
A lot don't anyway.
Well, most of them don't, because they're talking cash cows. You don't need a cash cow in draft.
No, that's right.
So, yeah. I hope that answered it anyway.
Yeah. And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, at the Draft Doctors, or go to Facebook, facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like page. There's content going up there all the time. We released our defenders over the weekend.
Yep, the rankings.
Yep, and we're working on the midfielders at the moment because there's a bit of re-ranking to be done there.
Yep.
So they'll be coming up soon. And if you just want to shoot us an email, shoot the breeze, head thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. Righto, moving on to the show today, we're just going to have a bit of a laid-back chat about our season predictions of not actually draft, but premiers, runners-ups.
We'll give you some, if you're a bit of a punter.
Yeah, we've got some good odds. Good odds.
A few smokies.
And we're just going to run over the NAB Cup and just see who we like and keep who we want to keep our eye on. So, season predictions. Premiers, who have you got, Steve?
I got the Eagles.
Eagles. There's been a lot of chatter about the Eagles already being premiers.
They added some good pieces. I like what they did. Got a big home ground advantage. They should finish top four.
Yep.
I see them at $6 for a flag.
Nice.
I don't think that's too bad.
And if their defenders stay fit, that's...
Oh, they've got talent to burn all over the park.
Yep.
So, yeah. I like that. Who did you have?
Sydney Swans. $12, a 6-4 favourite. Tippett back in that ruck forward where he just monstered it last year. I think Buddy goes back to his best. They look flat at the end of the season, but I think if they inject Mills and Heating there, it's going to be an exciting times at the Sydney Swans, and they can get it done.
Okay.
For your runners up,
yeah, I've got West Coast beating Frio in an all Western Australia Grand Final.
Boo, Steve.
Yeah, whatever. They're $9 for the flag. They put Harley Bunnell. Man, any team that adds Harley Bunnell after finishing on top.
Yeah, that's true.
That's some good medicine.
Yep.
All right, I like that. But yeah, just fall short again. Suck it, Ross.
Ooh, harsh. I got the Hawks. I think this is the year they're at the edge, and they're just gonna.
So they get back to the dance, but
yeah, they get back to the dance, and just we'll see how Ruffy missing that first half of the season affects them. Like that could be your top four chance of missing right there. So
yeah,
so it could affect them. But
yeah,
I suppose they did prove it traveling 3 weeks in a row.
It
didn't worry them,
man.
So... moving on to the Brownlow medal.
Gaz, yeah. $7.
Yeah,
$7.
I got that too. I'm loving it.
I've laid the double West Coast Gaz already, so...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bret Hart, the best it was, is, and will be for me.
But who are your Smokies, Jono? You got anyone at bit of odds for the people?
Smokies for my Brownlow... going my Bulldogs love here.
Oh my god.
Bontempelli.
I can see it.
$23.
Yeah, that's some ripper value.
That's some good value right there if you're looking for a smoky on the Brownlow. Who have you got, Steve?
I had Dustin Martin at 34.
34 for Dustin?
Yeah, I see 34 for him. You might be able to find better. Oh, look, I've only looked at Sportsbet and Ladbrokes.
Yep.
I didn't want to go too far on this, but if you can find better odds, that's great. 21 votes last year.
had an awesome... Only an intra-club game, but he's only beaten up Richmond. I mean, come on.
He's only... Like, people forget how young Dustin Martin is.
23, 24?
Not that.
Not even.
So, like, people forget how old he is. He's so good. Like, yeah, great value. And even deeper, Harley Bennell at 81. Who knows? He's an eye-catcher.
Could be a forwards year.
Yeah, could be a forwards year. Speaking of forwards, who you got for the Coleman?
Coleman, like him, buddy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Didn't we just say he was fool's gold?
Yeah, but...
If he wins the Coleman, he's not fool's gold. He's just gold.
You said he was fool's gold. I didn't. I just think he's going to come out and just absolutely destroy it this year. Just
in his 19 games.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, he's done it before in 19 games. When you do kick 100...
I just worry that he's getting older and slower and...
He's buddy. He can just make the 50, he's home, and that's it. Yeah. Doesn't have to move. Who have you got, Steve?
I went for JJK, the favourite at $4.50, which...
Yeah, hard to go past.
It's hard to go past. Well, I mean, I think West Coast are going to be the best team this year, so
yeah.
Obviously he's going to get the opportunity. Man, he played through that injury last year, which I loved.
With one arm, basically.
And still won it. I had a couple of smokies, though.
You don't
think
Darling's going to take any goals off him?
No. I think they're going to kick a lot of goals.
Yeah.
A couple of smokies, though. I like Tomahawk at 13, if you think Geelong are going to be better.
Yep.
We know he's a good goal kicker. I mean, absolutely. He might just get the opportunity. And just is a real outsider. I know you don't get the real outsiders win the Coleman.
Tom Boyd.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's good. I didn't know how to react to that. Too much Bulldogs love. Luke Bruce at 34.
Ooh, interesting. I can see that happening.
What did he kick? 7 goals in the 2 games Ruffy missed last year. Just maybe...
Kicked close to 50 goals, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah, so yeah. He's just very consistent in a team that should be very good again.
Yep.
With the main spearhead out. I know he's a small forward, but he finds the goals.
He certainly does.
So that's a real roughie that you might get a bit of a run for your money.
Yeah, my smokey is Jack Riewoldt, I think.
What's he at?
$12.
Oh, well, it's not.
Not too bad. Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to find those big smokies in the...
Yeah.
In the
and I think with Richmond looking to score more than they did last year, because they were one of the worst for and against teams. Like,
yeah.
They're against with more than their fours, and they're still a top 8 side. Yeah. So I think they'll be looking to add some more goals. This year, Rising Star, who are you liking there?
I got Jaden Laverde at $15 from the Bombers. It's a second. I like players who have had a couple of pre-seasons for the Rising Star. Obviously, last year, I had Cripps and Hogan. Sheed at the start.
Oh, Sheed.
And then because I got such good value, I could hedge out on Hogan.
Yep.
But they were guys who'd had a couple of pre-seasons and... You know, I just think that's a good fit. And he's got the opportunity at the Bombers, Laverde. So,
yeah, awesome.
Who did you?
Clayton Oliver from Melbourne. I just see them going on another run for... They've got to win something, so just give them the, Rising Star. He's ready to... He's AFL made, ready made. He'll get a game all year. They love him down there, the old ginger old kid. So,
yeah,
just plenty of sunscreen in the summer, please. Clayton Oliver. Yeah.
But there's a lot of value there. Did you have any smokies for that?
Yeah, smoky. Callum Archie. I wrote these notes a couple of weeks ago. He's at $26, but people are starting to talk about him. I'm just like, please stop talking about him. So I can chuck a few bucks on him late when he starts polling well. And yourself?
I had Blake Akers from St Kilda at 50-1.
I thought he was like 25 years old.
He's from the 2013 draft. He's picked 19. Preseasons.
Yeah.
It's just if he gets the game time. I actually have laid a bet on Hugh Goddard at 50-1. I think he plays. I don't know.
Well, he's going to be the key defender down there.
Exactly.
With Carlisle out.
The problem is he's a key defender, but it seems like, I don't know. It just seemed like good value.
Changing the wind.
Yeah, but Blake Akers, 50-1. I don't, you know, if there's an injury or two at St Kilda, he probably plays.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
Wooden Spoon?
Oh, well, Essendon.
Okay, I'm going
$1.25.
Hey, if you want value, go Carlton at $4.
Yeah,
I'm all about that.
I don't know. I think Bolts. I've got some faith in Bolts.
I've got faith in Bolts. I just don't have faith in the players.
Mm.
Any Smokies? Other Smokies for the Wooden Spoon? Or
that's new, it. New.
No. So who do you see improving and falling off the ladder a bit?
I got Geelong rising. I just guess with their addition,
like
with
addition. Everyone else.
Yeah, it's addition. Yeah, it's, well, I mean, it's a, I know it's an easy pick, but
yeah,
The thing is, I look at so many teams and it's such an even competition to try to pick that team who's going to go from lower to higher. They seem to really stick out. Like, I have sort of more faith in them than your Collingwoods and GWS, who are a bit flawed. Like, I think Collingwood's a bit flawed. I don't like their defence at all.
No.
Or their forwards. So,
yeah. You don't like no love for Cloakie?
Oh, man. Just stick to football, Trav.
Traving.
Who do you see rising up the ladder anyway?
Brisbane Lions. Not going to be a massive...
Holy crap, you didn't say the Bulldogs? you try to mix it up every...
I try to mix it up every now and again. Oh, sorry. No, that was Bulldog. No, yeah. Brisbane Lions. I just think added a couple of bookends now. If their midfield stays fit, they're not going to be contending for finals, but they're going to be coming off that bottom four, I would think. They'll be that... in that 12 to 16 bracket, I would say.
Yeah, okay.
Where they would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And falling away, finally, who do you have?
North Melbourne, just questionable defence, ageing midfield. Yeah, they got the best ruckman in the comp, but I think if they get a couple of injuries, big question marks in that midfield, especially with Swallow, Delsander, Boomer.
A lot of things went right for them last year.
Last 2 years, a lot of things have gone right for them. Yeah. Where they were in no man's land, and then they just went on a tear.
Yeah,
but they got a hard draw this year. Prelims back to back. They're in that top bracket now.
Yeah, well, they had it last year.
Yeah, but it's harder again this year, I think.
All right.
And who have you got?
Well, splitting hairs. I had Adelaide, but it seemed too easy.
Oh, look, they lose Dangerfield. They're good.
You know. But, okay, so I've gone for Sydney as my fall. I know you have them as premiers, but actually I don't get the love. I mean, to me, they're a bit like Collingwood.
Yep.
Their defence, I don't like their defence at all. I think their defence is really overrated.
Well, you don't think Michael Tarley is going to do it for them?
No. And their forward line, you know, if they're playing Tippett in the ruck, then they've only got Buddy and what Sam Reed for. I think Goods was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
So I just...
But you probably have Parker or Heaney floating around playing that Goods role, couldn't you? But I suppose they're not as... Parker would have a bigger body, but...
I just see him being pretty flawed, and I think they've got to come back eventually. Like, you can't sort of stay up for... It's just a gut feel, man. I think their ruck situation sucks.
Yep.
I don't like their forwards, and I just hate their defenders. I think they're going to give up some scores.
Which they have in the past.
So... Yeah, I mean, they might still make the top eight, but I think they're falling out of the top four.
Who do you see going in?
I don't know. Someone else. Geelong.
Geelong, Richmond.
I don't know. Who finished...
Well, you're probably looking at North Melbourne. They finished fourth? No.
No, they finished like eighth because they played Richmond, who finished fifth. Well, Richmond could. Yeah, I don't mind Richmond. They're more of the same.
Yep.
So...
All right, we're just going to have a bit of a preview of the NAB Challenge this week.
Thank Christ it's here, finally.
So we're recording this on a Monday, so...
No, it's Tuesday.
Well, today's Tuesday. So two more sleeps till the footy starts Thursday night, kicking off.
You talking about the Collingwood Interest Club that's being streamed live? Or are we talking about actual football?
I'm talking about actual football. Because now that actual football, no one cares about intra club.
Yeah, that's true.
So Thursday night, we've got the Hawks v Carlton... in Tassie, I think it is. So
yeah, who do you want to see from this game? There's no Gunston, I noticed, in the team sheets.
No Gunston. Jack Fitzpatrick is having his audition to play sidekick to Gunston.
Who cares?
He couldn't get a game in Melbourne. How's he going to get a game at Hawthorn?
Like, yeah.
As soon as Ruffy comes in, he's out. Or even if he does get a game.
Yeah.
Gibbs. Dale Gibbs. Thomas. Interested to see them. Cripps isn't playing.
Yep.
So you got Murphy playing, which is surprising... Because he's had that shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Cruiser. Be interesting to see how he goes.
Yeah.
He
should play forward, I think.
Cruiser.
Yeah. I wonder. If he plays in the ruck, I love him. But if he plays forward, I kind of hate him for fantasy.
They've got that rookie ruck. So I can't remember his name because...
But they got Cam Wood. And I get the feeling they might go with Cam Wood. I mean, who else are they going to play? Liam Jones and... Who's the other guy? Casbolt.
Nah,
oh, my God.
Now, I could see Cruiser and Casbolt being a 1-2 in the ruck, but Billy Hartung, all about him. Been waiting for this guy. He's one of those, call him athletes, who can run all day.
He runs all day.
Yeah, he's got a massive tank, so he'll be interesting to watch, see where they'll play him and how they'll play him. But
yeah, there's a lot of raps on him. I'm interested in seeing Sam Kerridge.
Ah, yes.
And Nick Graham, also from Carlton.
Also, I'd like to see from Carlton is Matthew Wright, who came over from Adelaide. He'd be...
So they've had a few inclusions and, you know, Salty Malty's gone finally. And
oh, he's offering to train the Essendon bikes.
Like, awesome.
Do you hear his quote? Oh, yeah. If you spend a year out of the game, go past you. Yeah, well, they are spending a year out of the game.
Hey, Malthouse, you were in the game forever and the game went past you. So what happened there?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and also I wouldn't mind looking at Brendan Whitecross. I feel like, cycling's gone. Brendan Whitecross had had some injury problems, obviously, but if he can get a clear run at it, you know, he could be a, you know, late round steal.
Gibson.
What?
How are they playing now that Lake's gone?
Is he playing? I thought he was missing. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, certainly was. And then Friday night we have Freo and the Tigers. I think the hype, we haven't got the team sheets just yet, but if Harley Bunnell plays or not would be the big question, I would say.
Yeah, it's probably one of the less interesting games for me because these two teams, they seem pretty same-same. Like, there's not much they can do this year as opposed to last year that's different. Like, the players can just get a bit better.
We've got one or two players like Daniel Rioli for the Tigers.
Yeah. Townsend. Yeah. He's come down from GWS. I like a couple of the Freo youngsters to look at, Weller and Langdon.
Yeah, there's been a bit of hype about them.
Been a bit of hype, but again, they're so out of the draft.
They'll be late in picks or
picks, but it's more, you know, if you're playing in a keeper league, maybe that's something to look at.
Yep, for sure.
And then, what is it, Saturday afternoon? Saturday St. Kilda and North Melbourne.
Probably the big one, Jed Anderson.
Absolutely.
And Daniel Wells, I would say, being the big two. Okay, they played against Intra Club, but did you see that from Jed Anderson? I know he was only Michael Ferrito, but turned him inside out, ran 50 metres, couple of bounces, bang, goal. Like, yeah, you're playing a real team, mate, not, you know, old man Ferrito. So we'll see how you go in the heat of battle, mate. But
don't throw shade on Michael Ferrito, come on.
No, I will. He's not that quick, come on.
So the only other person I'm really interested in seeing is Wells. Maybe a couple of St Kilda youngsters, but...
Yeah, I'd like to see how Billings goes in another hit out if he's playing.
But, I mean, I'm drafting Billings anyway. I don't even need to see him. I just assume he's fit.
He is fit.
Yeah, so I'm taking him.
Oh, for sure. Who else at the Saints would it be? Blake Akers?
Blake Akers, probably, yeah. Well, you know, Robinson doesn't look like he'll play.
No.
But
Andrew, will he be up on the wing and Josh Bruce sitting at home on his own? There's a one to look out for.
Well, and also the rucks. Like, they've sort of got these two rucks who, like, you just
as Hickey and Longer.
You know, you're just kind of waiting for one of them to break out. But again, they're probably not going to get drafted. But
see, that's the thing. They kept putting them in tandem.
Yeah, I hate it. It
doesn't work, no.
Mate, we're playing fantasy here. Just pick one.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Richo. What are you doing, mate? And then we've got Swans v Power. So all eyes are going to be on Lobie and Tippett, I would imagine, for that. Even Callum Sinclair. On Saturday afternoon.
And Callum Mills,
yeah.
I've got my eye actually on Port. I'm really looking at Sam Gray and Archie.
Yeah.
To see where they line up, how they play them, whether it's mid, forward, you know, what's happening there. Because they could, you know, I think Sam Gray's definitely getting drafted, but Archie had some massive scores at the end of the year.
Certainly did.
And, you know, he could be a real late round value.
Yeah. Good little sleeper there. No one really. Defense for both teams, really, was there?
Jasper Pittard.
Ah, yes.
Who is more of a later guy, but he's got some great skills. I really like watching him play.
Mm.
Has a bit of dash, so that's a pick there.
Yep. And Sunday we've got two games. We've got the Crows v Eagles, where I think everyone will be waiting for Brad Crouch to be unveiled as the heir apparent to Dangerfield, but I think they're going to have three or four blokes running through there just to see who's the best fit, I think.
There's a lot to look at from Adelaide. You know, what do they do with Brody Smith? Where does Seisman play? Where does Hampton play? Where your boy, Hampton?
No, still a bit injured. So
he's injured still? God.
Yeah, he's been not in the main group yet. So
is Ellis Yeoman fit? Is he playing? What do they do with Matt Crouch? You know, there's...
Menzel, is he, you know, lost enough kegs to get a game?
Oh, man. It's a bit scathing of old... Pike this today.
No, you're too fat.
Not about it.
Or is it more of a knock on
Carlton? Yeah, well, who knows. So that'll be an interesting setup with you know, if they got the three small forwards and, you know,
Texan.
Well, I'm not a big fan of his this year. I mean, I'm a fan of his, but I don't think his fantasy potential is great. No. But
I just wish Jack Redden was fit and available, ready to go, to see how he slots in. But
well, there's a big question for West Coast, and that's what do they do with Yeo?
Yeah,
That has got to be the question fantasy owners want to know.
And McLovin.
Well, if Yeo plays mid, he could potentially be a top 15 defender.
Yeah, definitely. Like, especially with Redden out, I could see him actually taking that.
Well, and the defender's back.
Yeah, well, who have you got back for West Coast? You got
McKenzie and Brown,
yeah.
So Shepherd and Hearn are sort of freed up to play the normal roles.
Yeah. And you got McGovern, can be a bookend either way.
Who knows what they're going
to
do with
him. Man, that's going to be a really interesting game, actually.
And Duggan. I'm interested to see Duggan. There's a lot of...
The old hacksaw Jim Duggan, is that
well,
it?
Well, there's a bit of... There's a bit of interest in him, and one of the writers that I really like reading is the Phantom. He previewed him in an article today.
Okay,
as a sort of lower end guy for salary cap, but you know, us draft guys can keep an eye on him.
Yeah,
it doesn't,
absolutely.
Doesn't mean they get drafted, but
no, always one to watch that.
But I respect that guy's writing, so anything he puts out, the Phantom, I tend to keep an eye on.
Yeah,
so throwing a bit of love your way, Phantom.
If you like him, The Phantom SC. He is on Twitter. Yep.
Yeah.
Really good articles. You put me onto him, and I've read a few, and they're quite good. And the last game, rounding out round one of the NAB Challenge, is the Who Cares Cup in Brisbane Lions and Gold Coast Suns.
Well, it's the I Care Cup, mostly because there's a lot of change for both teams.
Again, that is true.
Aaron Hall, I'm pretty high on as a forward, and I'm pretty interested to see if they play him in the mids. I get the feeling they will.
Yeah,
but he's, you know, who knows? So that's what we're looking at.
So in Prestia he didn't play the Intra Cup because he woke up with swelling on the knee. Ooh, there's a big yellow flag right there.
Yeah.
I don't see O'Meara playing this first game. I probably don't even see him playing the second one.
Who knows what? I'm so low on O'Meara, it's not funny.
Yeah, but there are other people out there that might want him. But
well, not our listeners, hopefully.
And on Brisbane, you've probably got Tom Bell. See where he's going to slot in and
well,
how he's
been
play.
Training with the forwards is the word.
Okay, so probably going to play that lockdown forward type. I don't know.
Maybe a flank. The guy I'm looking at is Ryan Bastanac.
Yeah, training with the inside
mid. That's great for dream team scoring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that could be a real. It's a real one to watch.
Yeah, especially with Dane Beams still rehabbing, actually.
So, yeah, there's a lot to watch on that game. And Mitch Robinson, your boy.
Yeah, big Mitch.
Oh, and who's the other guy I like from defense? What's his name?
Andrew Harris?
No.
Source Merritt?
No, the actual fantasy relevant guy. But he was crap last year, but a couple of years ago he was relevant.
For Brisbane.
Oh, man. I really wish
Did
I could
we draft him?
That. Oh, Ryan Harwood.
Oh, yeah.
Can rack up the pill. Yeah. But had a shocker last year with the injury in form, so...
That's what I liked about that Harris Andrews fellow. He played only 8 games at the end of the season, but he was just racking them up, man. So
there's actually
probably won't go drafted, but could scoop him in the pool later on in the year.
Actually, another guy I like for Brisbane in defence, and that's Marco Paparone. I put him in at the low end of my rankings.
No one is talking about him. I saw him in the ranks. I'm like, that's got to be doctored or something.
But I just feel like with the other backs there now, with Andrews and Sauce, he might get loose, and so he might be able to get on the end of a lot of marks for him.
Because he was a forward 1 year.
Yeah, they sort of threw him around a bit, and now he's settled in defence, and he just seems like the kind of guy who could float across half-back a lot, scoop up a lot of marks, sometimes left to play on someone, but he's just a really low-end guy. I don't expect him to average 100, but he could just, you know, a real low-end guy with low...
Like a 78-80 average, maybe?
Even
though he's averaged more than that.
You're not paying a big draft value for him.
Yeah.
So he's a guy I kind of like at the end of my draft.
And that's for the people, like, we've been doing our homework since October, so we're all over this. But for those of you who are just going to be starting your homework over this NAB Cup challenge, or NAB Challenge, whatever they call it these days.
The Ansett Cup.
The Ansett Lightning Cup, that's what we're going to call it. That's what you're going to see when you do look at your forwards and defence. It's very, very thin this year.
Yeah, it seems worse than last year. Like, there was so much depth in, especially forwards, I guess.
It seems to be a cycle, doesn't it? Like, one year
there's heaps, one year there's none. One year there's heaps, one year there's none. The forwards seem thinner. I've done a couple of drafts aside from what we did last week, and
yep.
what we notice, we get to the back end, and there's really just nothing left. But the mids, it seems a lot deeper than last year.
It certainly does. Just having a look, it's really weird.
And the defense, I mean, obviously took another hit with the Essendon saga. Three of our top 25 defenders, you know, if you listen to the Defender Show lately, you're going, well, I'm pretty sure I'm not drafting Michael Hibbard.
Yeah.
But we had Hibbard, Hurley and Hooker all in the top.
It's all about the game. Oh, man, wrestling puns.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Triple H was in our top 25 for the rankings. And bang, three guys out of your top 25. That's ridiculous.
And especially when you're looking at your fantasy averages, you get past that top 20 and it's...
The variance is
point one in a... It's yeah. So you're just looking at who you really like and from then on.
Well, it depends really how you structured your team. If you get to that back end, you could... You know, let's say you're choosing your third defender or fourth defender even. You might get a choice between, like, a guy we'll talk about before who's very safe... But an unsexy pick is Matthew Broadbent.
Yep.
But he's done it for 4 years straight, averaged around that 80-ish mark in Supercoach, very similar numbers in Dream Team. Doesn't miss games, but he's not going to... It's not like his average is suddenly going to go up to 100.
Nah.
So you can choose the safe guy, or you can choose, you know, Captain Risky, who might be... I don't know. It might be Yo. They might go around the same spot. Although I think probably Yo probably goes around higher. But that's probably not a horrible comparison.
No.
But Yo obviously has the upside. But if you've drafted someone who's risky, you know, maybe a la or Harley Bunnell in your forward line, maybe you don't want to take another risk. Like, probably forward's a better example. You don't want to take another risky forward. Or, you know, you don't want to go Harley Bunnell and then two forwards later you've got Sam Gray, who may break out, but who may not break out. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to structure up a winning team with that sort of philosophy.
And that's what the NAB Cup's all about. And even trying to find that diamond in the rough. I mean, we've had our rises and fallers show, but, you know, we're only speculating with what we've heard over preseason. Now we actually get to see it.
Yeah.
It could be completely wrong, or, hey, we've hit it right on the mark there. So that's what it's all about. So watch all the games or watch as much footage as you can.
You become a better footy fan when you play, I think, a draft league. You really have to pay attention to the players more than the numbers. With salary cap, you really, quite often, you find yourself just playing the numbers. With draft, you actually have to watch the game.
That's it. And that's what I love about the winter. It's the phone's off, just grab a few beers, grab me pretzels, and yeah, watch every game live. It's great.
So who are some of the really late round guys you're looking at, Jono? Like, let's say in the forwards, we were talking just before that we're seeing that there's so many guys who will probably go undrafted, but could be really fantasy relevant. Whereas the defenders, it seems like there's just nothing.
Forwards wise, no one's spoken about him, but I'm all about Dale Thomas. I'm going to get canned for that, I know, but I'm all about him.
You had him as a burn man.
And I had him
as a sleeper.
As a sleeper as well. Like, I don't know. He looks fit. He's confident. I just think he's shaking those injuries and he's going to have a good year.
So what about Brayshaw? Do you see him being... Who do you draft first?
Ooh. Well, that's where watching the NAB Cup comes into it, I suppose. And
yeah.
To make a better... what's the word, assumption of who I draft higher, but right now I'd probably even take Brayshaw ahead of of Thomas, purely the fact that Brayshaw hardly going to miss and he's going to play.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
In the forwards, yeah. I don't know, maybe Wells. I'm not too down on Wells. But, you know, Aaron Hall's a guy, like I spoke about, I'm pretty keen on him because he's one of those big athletic guys, very hard to match up on.
Yep.
But again, you know, we're talking about it, the depth just isn't there. I'd really hope to have my forwards and defenders, at least the top four of each, locked away.
Pretty relatively.
Well, in the top two-thirds of my draft. You know, if we're getting down to round 14, there's just nothing left.
So even Jack Martin, there's all the hype about him. And
who knows?
Kid can play, but. Yeah, exactly right. Who knows?
Can he stay fit?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to bank on him as my third forward.
Oh, hell no.
And if everyone, let's say there's a big ruck run like we talk about, you're drafting on the end. Like, in our league of record. You're drafting 7, I'm drafting 9. Well,
no, I'm drafting 8, you're drafting 9.
Oh, you're drafting 8.
Which we haven't spoken about, which we can...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I'm, let's say I have my 2 picks in a row and I don't get a forward, well, there's 18 picks between, or is it 18?
9, oh, 17.
My bad, my math's
17.
Math's bad. 16.
If you're 9 minus
16 picks.
Yeah.
So there'd be 16 picks. Well, I could miss out on a whole round of forwards.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Potentially.
And defenders. Forward.
So, or defenders, whatever it is, you know, and I could be just left high and dry with you know, basically guys who are really unsafe. Yep. But it just seems like the midfielders are so much deeper this year.
It is. Like, we did that mock draft last week, and we're getting Callum Ward in round 14 and Pritis in 15. It's
Cripps in round 17 or 18?
Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
Just really, really deep this year. So
I don't know. I feel a lot. And Jack Viney on the bench?
Yeah. How the hell did we manage that? He's one I'm all about in the mids, though. But... And no one's talking about, yeah, he's punched out Tom McDonald, but who cares?
That could only be good.
Yeah. He
might stay away from Tom McDonald.
But speaking of drafts, yeah, I know people will be organising their draft days and organising, we've spoken about it before, just ways of how they actually pick a draft order. And I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the WWE Royal Rumble was on. So the way it works, every minute a wrestler comes in and you got to throw him over the top rope.
People know the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, just for those anyway. Who don't know. Anyway, so we put all the contestants in a
hat. We had a sweep.
We had a sweep, basically. So we grabbed a name out of the hat, and whoever was eliminated first, you're pick 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And the way it worked out, Steve got pick 9, and I got pick 8.
Yeah, that was...
But mind you...
We didn't plan that very well.
It wasn't like... Steve had a jobber, whereas my guy was actually like a mid-card kind of guy, so I thought he was going to last longer, but nope. Nope.
But these are the things, like, if you're starting out a draft league or you're considering starting out a draft league, these are the things that make it fun.
Yeah.
Like, doing these things, you can rib each other about it, you get together, you have a few beers, whatever. It's this is what drafts better. It's more fun.
Yeah, you get together, you socialize, and there's nothing better than draft day. Like,
draft day is the best, man.
So good. You get around, you have some food, you have some drinks, and just give people crap, like, what the hell was that pick? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, and if you've got friends who are real salary cap fans, or maybe they're getting... Like, I know a lot of people who are just sick of salary cap, and they just quit playing.
Yeah.
Get them into a draft league.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just so much more fun, it's more social. You're making trades between each other. That's fantastic.
And if you're the commissioner, so much better. You have the power!
Yeah. So, Jono mentioned before about... Shacky Chan. Yeah, our name competition. We are giving away a Draft Doctors t-shirt. Fantastic prize.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's $1 million t-shirt right there, people. But it's a great competition. We're about having fun. We want to have a community. So get your names in, your screen caps of your names. That's fantastic.
Hey, and more points if you do Photoshop.
Yeah, that's... although maybe not too much with Gary Lyon.
No. Just,
I don't want to see gorillas having sex.
No,
people.
Just direct message the Twitter account on that one.
But the other exciting thing we've got coming up, and if you're not in a draft league, you don't know people, we're opening up a listener league.
Yes.
So we haven't worked out the exact format, but seriously, hit us up on Twitter, message us on Facebook, or the email.
Yep.
We really want to get these sort of things up and going.
Absolutely.
I think probably around a 12-man league.
12-man would be good. That'll really test your...
We'll each have a team.
Footy knowledge there.
We'll each have a team. We'll discuss the format. But seriously, hit us up.
If you've got any preferences of how you like to play, captains, no captains.
We're playing ultimate too.
Yeah. Playing over the buy rounds, no buy rounds, categories. What categories do you want if you want to play that in ultimate?
No, there's no categories. This is our league, man. I'm not playing categories.
No categories? All right. Anything else?
Just the business end of stuff for you, my friend. Oh, leave us a review. Yeah. Seriously,
we've got 7 5-star likes. We've had a lot
of
reviews.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people hook us up on Twitter, and that's great. And we love the downloads and the getting the star reviews. But man, we love the written reviews, and we love reading them out.
Yep.
Certainly fun for us, and hopefully for the people who write them in.
Yeah. Also, any questions, just drop them on. We'll read them out. We'll read your name out on air. I mean, I know I've written in. Left me questions for a few shows, and just getting that buzz of hearing your name, you think you're awesome. And
yeah, except when they shut you down, like Ask the Coach. They just give you vanilla answers. Oh, yeah. There's no vanilla answers here, people.
No, we'll give you a direct answer. So if you want to leave us a question, just go over to Twitter, at the Draft Doctors, or to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like page there. Just drop us an email, thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. I think that just about wraps it up.
Yep.
See you next week.
Bye.